Amnesty International is quite disappointed that Parliament went ahead and passed this bill. However, it hasn't been a surprise because Parliament has been pushing for the passage of this bill since its introduction in 2021. So not surprised, but definitely disappointed that the passage has actually gone through.
I did speak with a member of Parliament who is one of the sponsors of this bill, and he defended the bill, saying that this bill promotes Ghanaian values and human rights.
So for me, I personally am a Ghanaian. I was born here, and I personally do not feel the bill promotes any Ghanaian culture. How do you define culture? First of all, the bill is completely against our 1992 constitution, which clearly states that human rights for all must be protected. We've also looked at, you know, memos were sent to Parliament during the readings of the bill, both from Chief Office of the Attorney General and also the Commission for Human Rights and Administrative Justice. And they all advised that the bill was completely against international human rights law, and it was also against Ghana's constitution. Not forgetting that it's a private member's bill and has public funding implications as well.
What do you hope that President Nana Akufo-Addo would do?
Amnesty International is urging the president not to sign this bill. It is one of the most draconian bills on the continent. Aside Uganda, we all know that Uganda has passed a similar bill. It is going to silence journalists, it's going to silence academics, advocates, human rights defenders, and it's going to impact a lot of people. People are going to be accused of these things. Currently, since the bill has been passed, there have been forced evictions of persons who are suspected of being part of the LGBT community. There have been people that have been sacked from their jobs just because of suspicion of being gay. So already the bill has had a negative impact on Ghana, and it's going to be worse. There have been reports of pockets of violence against LGBT community or persons who are suspected. Now, the bill is not even clearly defining who is LGBT, who is gay. You know, it's a very vague definition. So is it the way I walk? Is it the way I talk? Is it my haircut? What makes me gay? So these are some of the issues we have with the bill, and we are urging the president not to sign.